Good morning, everyone. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the wonderful city of Pittsfield. And this week we have Jesse Tobin McCulley, the cultural assistant, on with me to talk about lots of things.
All the things. Hello. Good morning.
All the things. And Bev's operating the board as normal. Thank you, Bev, for being here.
Ta-da.
So we have a lot of calls for art. A lot of calls for art going
there's
on.
There's a lot. There's going to be a lot of new public art this summer, spring, summer, fall. Yeah, there's so many calls out. It's crazy.
It is crazy. Awesome. It is crazy. Let's talk about the emerging artist one, because that's near and dear to your heart.
Well, that one, yes, we, for the second year in a row, Let It Shine Public Art Partnership is putting out a call for an emerging artist to create a mural at the BRTA Intermodal Center. Last year was our first year, and I am the it's a mentor-mentee situation, so our goal is to teach people how to do murals, how to become mural artists, and then create new murals in our community. So this one will be on the train tracks again, along with Chelsea Rodriguez's mural she created last year. So that call is currently out and open and closing on Sunday, June 1st. Correct?
Yes. Sunday, correct. June 1st. We have our notes here. Emerging artists, June 1st. And that one is hopefully going to be unveiled at the August First Fridays at 5, which is August 1st.
Or 2nd.
It's the 1st of August.
Is it?
Yeah.
Really?
It's crazy. It's the earliest it can be.
Yes, not to disagree with you, because you're correct.
August 1st.
August 1st.
What is the earliest the first Friday can be? The 1st of the month. And that's what's happening in August. So, yes, the Emerging Artist mural will be unveiled at the August 1st. But Emerging Artists, check it out. Check out the call for art. It is all over social media.
Yes, you can find it on Love Pittsfield. You can find it on Downtown Pittsfield. The call's out there. You can fill out the form. It's super easy. Submit some artwork. You don't have to have done any murals. The whole point is for me to teach you how to do them. We just need to get a sense of your style, and it does need to be somewhat transit related, a little bit light transit related, since it will be at the train tracks.
Yes.
And then we would work on a concept together. So it's not anything that you have to have a fully fleshed out idea to apply.
It's very cool. Chelsea's was so, it was very fun to witness from, you know, beyond you and Chelsea working together.
Yeah, it was wonderful, and it worked out great, and it turned out fantastic, and she's gone on to do other things now, and that's the whole point of the program, is to kind of just get people more into the public art realm and understanding about it and learning it and doing more in our community.
Yes, so, awesome.
Yeah.
So the Emerging Artist Call for Art is out. It closes June 1st, and you can get all of that information on Love Pittsfield, Cultural Pittsfield, Downtown Pittsfield, Inc., and you can always call us at the Office of Cultural Development with any questions of any kind, frankly.
Yeah. People do call.
How big is the Mount Gray? What is the peak of Mount Greylock? I'm like, well, I can Google that and get you that answer. 413-499-9348 is our phone number at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts. Three other calls are out as well, which is so funny. We just put the call out for the Paintbox program and picked June 20th.
I know, I wonder why.
Without realizing that the other two calls are also June 20th.
Yep, you got plenty of time.
Plenty of time.
So submit to them all.
Yes, the Paintbox program in Pittsfield is back. We have four paint boxes picked out in Pittsfield that we want to beautify. Those are the electric load boxes that you see randomly, and you don't notice them unless they're painted.
Correct. Right. Because then they look fantastic, and we're going to have more.
Yes.
And we didn't do this last year, correct? It was
we
on
haven't
a little
done
bit
it
of a
for
hiatus.
A few years. Mm-hmm. It's been on a hiatus, but we're bringing it back this year. Four, as I said, and the call is out, so you can submit 1 to 3
designs.
Designs.
Yes. Yeah, 1 to 3 designs. Also, that application is on lovepittsfield.com. You can download the application. And you can also download the template to create the designs. And really, if three seems daunting, just do one. No artist would have more than one picked, but you can submit three for consideration. And then hopefully those will be created throughout the summer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I think we put in there, we hope to, quote unquote, unveil those for the September First Fridays.
Yeah, that's the goal. Yeah, and I have
a little something, right? Of some kind. Mm-hmm. So that's the paint boxes call for art. And then there are two other calls for art through the Let It Shine public art program. One is for a very large mural installation downtown at 7 North Street, which is the DA's building. So as you're going south on North Street towards Park Square, just before you get to Park Square, look up. It's a big brick building. There used to be, years and years ago, a hanging of a baseball player there, like a piece. I don't even know what.
Was it cloth?
Yes, cloth.
Yeah.
It was a piece of cloth with a drawing of a baseball player on there by John Broderick. And now this is, we are looking for a muralist to paint directly onto that building.
Yes, correct. Right.
Call for art. And that is out, and the deadline is June 20th. It's kind of in the same realm thought as the Sylvia Lopez Chavez one.
Right, and we're looking for people to come to us with concepts. So this doesn't have any direction. It just has the location. You have to be comfortable, obviously, with heights and being on a lift. But if you're an experienced mural artist and can submit a portfolio of work, that would be fantastic, but we're open to any kind of artwork.
Now I know what I could never do.
Right? Yeah, the heights. I know. Agreed.
Mm-hmm. Yeah,
I can do
really
low murals.
Yeah, and that's why when you watched Sylvia doing that mural in between the Shipton Building and the Wolfson Center, that was quite daunting because she was up on mm-hmm. that lift way at the top. But it's gorgeous. So we are. We have high hopes for this. I think it's going to be something really cool. 7 North Street, downtown 7 North Street, call for art. And that also is deadlined June 20th as well. June 20th for a deadline. Again, these calls for art are on Love Pittsfield, Cultural Pittsfield social media, Downtown Pittsfield Inc.'s website, and Downtown Pittsfield Inc.'s social media. All of that information you can find there. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on WTBR 89.7 FM. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Jesse Tobin-McCulley is on, the cultural assistant in the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. Try and say that mm-hmm, five
yeah.
times. And we're talking about the calls for art. There is an emerging artist call for art out June 1st for through the Let It Shine Public Art Committee. A downtown 7 North Street call for art out. And then there is also a call for Tyler Street, a mural on Tyler Street, through the Let It Shine public art program. All of those can be found on the Downtown Pittsfield Inc. website with deadlines of June 1st and June 20th. And then through our office, we are introducing, that's the word, boom, the paint box program through the Office of Cultural Development, and there is a call for art out for that. Four electrical load boxes are available for artists to paint, and that deadline is also June 20th, so check all of that out for sure. And you know what it's almost time for? The First Friday.
Yeah, June 1st Friday, June 6th.
June 6th.
I got that date down.
June 6th, because it's coming up quickly. And the May one was lovely. It ended up being fine weather.
Mm-hmm.
And we're excited to do it again. So it's a little bit different for those that came last year and haven't yet come to this year's First Fridays at 5. Towards Park Square, we have a DJ for the month of June again, and it's DJ BFG.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Spinning the tunes, which is awesome. And then there's going to be some performances down there as well.
There will be two performances down the end right near Park Square. It will be Berkshire Theater Group doing the Magic Treehouse.
Yes.
And Albany Berkshire Ballet doing some snippets from Cinderella and another performance.
Yes. And that's at Albany Berkshire Ballet and Cantarella School of Dance is at 5:30. And then Magic Treehouse's or Berkshire Theater Group's Magic Treehouse is at 6:30. And in between, dance, dance, dance.
Yeah, dance away. BFG will be down on the kind of like the intersection of North Street and School Street. Yeah, so you can dance, watch some performances, get some food. There'll be food trucks down that end. Hot Plate will be open. The Maker's Market and the Family Fun Zone will be down that section too. Which will be super fun. Yeah.
Lots of activities.
Lots.
So coming north onto North Street, DJ BFG. I know, I just cracked myself up. DJ BFG and the performances. And then you come into the Maker's Market and Family Fun Zone, which is really cool because there's something for everyone. I mean, if you want to buy cool stuff, Sean and his stickers.
3D printed.
Yes.
Yeah. Creatures. Mm-hmm. We have many at our house.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. You do. And Purse Lady. And then there's other people with custom. Yeah. There's this awesome woman who makes
Michelle.
Purses.
Michelle. I know. She makes fantastic purses. And then all the nonprofits are there with great activities for kids, and you can learn more all about their organizations. And they'll all kind of be immersed into one section in the median of North Street, kind of in front of Berkshire Bank.
Yes. Mm-hmm. The popcorn cart will be open again. The popcorn wagon will be open. And then you go over to Dunham Mall, which is being reimagined as we speak. There's trees up there now.
The trees look so beautiful.
Mm-hmm. So they're doing all kinds of things. And this month we have some drumming.
Yeah.
Amy Jolinas and the Berkshire Rhythm Keepers will be drumming, and as well as some dancing.
Right, with Noelle Staples Freeman, we'll be dancing and leading some dance lessons along with the drumming. And I believe Amy will be bringing some extra drums for adults and children to kind of try it out.
Interactive.
Yep. And find out if you want to like learn how to drum more, because she offers up classes at the Liechtenstein Center for the Arts every Monday night, beginners and intermediates. Starting at 5:30. So stop by the June 6th first Friday, see if you like it, and then sign up for her class.
Yeah, it's going to be a good thing. And it's cool to watch the drumming, too. They're very good, Amy and Dan and the Berkshire Rhythm Keepers. So now we're at Fenn and Depot, kind of going towards Barrington Stage Wolfson Center.
Right.
And we got Barrington Stage comes out at the Wolfson Center, which is wonderful to tell us all about their season. And then Brooklyn's Best usually comes out with slices of pizza, that end. And then we're at Palace Park, and there's Art in the Park at Palace Park with Isabel Rosenthal.
Yeah, she'll be creating works on clothing.
Isabel will be painting and altering recycled clothing.
Yeah.
And she is this young artist. This is a great story. She's a young artist who reached out to us and said, I want to be more involved. And we were like, well, here's an opportunity. And
yeah. So if you're an artist in high school or college, just, you know, send us an email, give us a call, because we do have opportunities for people to kind of get their artwork out there and get known in the community. And that's exactly what Isabella did. And now she's at First Fridays being featured at Art in the Park. She'll be alongside Jim Horsford, who will be doing live demos of his pottery making with the wheel out there. Kids can get in, use their hands, feel the clay, try to figure out the wheel, see if they can. I can't. I never have any luck with that. Super fun.
The kids are better than I am at it because they have no fear, where I'm like, am I doing something wrong? What am I supposed to be doing? I'm overthinking.
It. Then it crashes.
Yeah.
But yeah, they'll be right there in Palace Park.
Lots of opportunities. We're talking about First Fridays at 5 in downtown Pittsfield on Friday, June 6th from 5 to 8 p.m. This is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on WTBR 89.7 FM. Lots of activities during First Fridays at 5 including First Friday's Arts Walk. All of the Arts Walk openings are happening, and there is an art shuttle. We are so grateful for RSVP, who supplies their van to do an art shuttle. So they leave from Persa Park at the corner of North Street and Columbus Avenue every half hour starting at 5. The last ride will depart at around 7:30, and then they stop Persa Park, City Hall, Clock Tower Artists, Framework by DPI Gallery at North and Linden Streets, Hotel on North, and they come back. So they just keep making the circuit, which is so awesome. If you want to go check out the Clock Tower Artists and haven't yet, this is a great time to do it. The art shuttle supplied by RSVP, Retired Senior Volunteer Program, which is great. And someone that we know well, J.J. Tobin, will be opening his show at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts. It's called Mixed Bag. And this is the same last name as Jesse's.
Yes, so. It's not me, but it is, he is near and dear to my heart. My Uncle Jay will be opening his solo show at the Lichtenstein June 6th, and he'll be up for the month of June at the Lichtenstein with an opening reception during First Fridays at 5 from 5 to 8. So pop by there to meet him, chat about his art. And also inside the Lichtenstein will be a jazz combo called the Three B's,
which is
a five-piece band.
This is
called the Three B's.
So funny. So I went to the car wash at Pittsfield High School this last weekend, and the Three B's were playing because it was to benefit the band program. And there are five of them. So I was speaking again to the band director, and she was laughing because she's like, yeah, they named it. I mean, I don't know what to do. She works with high schoolers all day long, so she just goes with it. The Three B's Jazz Combo is made up of five people. Keyboard, tenor sax, guitar, drums. And they've played around Pittsfield and beyond. They've played at a jazz festival. They've won some prizes for that. They've performed in Dalton and at Wander Cafe in Pittsfield. So, yeah, the Three B's, they're Pittsfield High School. I guess we should tell them.
Right.
Yeah, they're Pittsfield High School band members. And they'll be performing from 5 to 6:30 at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts on Friday, June 6th.
So stop by for the art opening and some jazz. So J.J. Tobin at the Lichtenstein with the Three B's. And then we haven't even discussed the headliner band.
Oh, yeah, because we're not there yet.
Right.
We're going down the road. So we're now at Palace Park. And now we keep going. Lots of food trucks.
And games.
And the sponsor for June is Mountain One. They will have a booth with fun stuff going on around there. Games and some bistro tables, lawn games. And then we make our way down towards Persip Park. And that is where the Hoosie Shakers will be playing.
Yes. Fan favorites. Big community.
They are fan
involved,
favorites, aren't they?
People made up of four guys that we all know well. They are super fun. If you guys haven't seen them, come on out. They'll be at Persa Park from 5 to 8. They're also at Persa Park, there will be the beer garden.
Yeah, so we've expanded the beer garden this season, and it worked really well last month in May. We had it by Persa Park and then one down in Dunham Mall. This month, for June, it will be again in front of Hot Plate on School Street and then down by Persa Park because it just works. It works well to have beer near the band.
Yeah. You can bring chairs. We will have some chairs in the beer garden area. But you can bring your own chairs, set up, listen to the band. There'll be food trucks down the end near the band. BB's Hot Spot, Just Kicking It Barbecue. Everything else is slipping my mind right now.
The Kettle Corn. Kettle Corn is coming back. We hope Ernie will be around. Otto's will be out doing some fun stuff. And Dee's
Island, yes.
So the Hoosie Shakers will be performing at Persa Park from 5 to 8 p.m. Why are you laughing at Dee's? Dee's is delicious.
Between the two of us, we will remember everything.
Who's, yeah. Hoosie Shakers.
Oh, it's called
the Hoosie Shakers. Hoosie Shakers.
Now, let me tell you, it's H-O-U-S-I-E Shakers. Let me tell you, I know some of these people, and I used to call them the Housie Shakers.
Yeah.
Because I'm like, what is Housie? Now, Hoosie is Housatonic.
Okay.
Hoosie is Housatonic. Oh, okay. So the Hoosie Shakers from 5 to 8 p.m. They bring a variety of styles to the mix with wide-ranging covers and original music spanning rock, blues, pop, bluegrass, reggae, Americana. They don't take themselves too seriously and have no ambitions to go on the road, as if the 12 kids they have collectively would make that possible anyway. They're just out to play local gigs and give people a chance to hang out, let loose, dance, and have a good time. The band's name is a nod to their home community and the people and places that have shaped their musical journeys. The Hoosie Shakers. Simone Bittman, Noah Cook Dubin, Jonathan Denmark, and Colin Ovitzky. There we go. That's
yes, and Noah is my son's soccer coach, so I'm sure hoping that the whole soccer team will come out to see their coach.
Lots of inspiration, and let's bring the crowd out for the Hoosie Shakers, which Bev finds very
bring
humorous.
The crowd, bring your chairs, bring some food or get some food. You can get some drinks. You can set up a little picnic-style thing in Persa Park. Plenty of room. There'll be lawn games out there. Yeah, it'll be fantastic. It's going to be a great night.
It'll be fun. Mm-hmm. Once again, this is the Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We're so happy to be on 89.7 FM. And do we remember the call letters for Lee?
88.1 WSBR.
Thank you. That's new, and I don't have it memorized.
Voice,
I know, Bev, your radio voice is lovely. Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show on these wonderful radio stations, Pittsfield Community Radio. My name is Jen Glockner. I'm the director of the Office of Cultural Development for the City of Pittsfield. We have Jesse Tobin McCulley on, the cultural assistant for the Office of Cultural Development. Mm-hmm. We're talking about calls for art. First Fridays at 5, and just all the happenings. The season is truly kicking in for the summer. The Barrington Stage has started their plays. Berkshire Theater Group is starting theirs. Hancock Shaker Village is open for the season. Arrowhead is opening for the season. All the things are happening, which means it's time for
and
summer.
The sun is out. And it's past Memorial Day. Let's go. The summer is on.
The summer is on. Game on.
Right?
Game on. All the calls for art. There are 4 calls for art out right now. The Emerging Artist through the Let It Shine program closes June 1st. The Paint Box program through the Office of Cultural Development closes June 20th. The Tyler Street and the Downtown 7 North Street calls for art. Those are large mural installations. Mm-hmm. So we are looking for muralists that know what they're doing.
Very experienced.
Is
yes.
that the
yes.
how do I is that
yes.
the,
yeah. very experienced mural artists to submit their work. Yeah.
Yes, because they are large installations on 7 North Street and then also on a building on Tyler Street. And those close June 20th as well. All of this information is Love Pittsfield, Downtown Pittsfield, on all of our social medias. And of course, you can reach out to us at the Office of Cultural Development anytime you want through messaging, through our social media. You can give us a call, or our email is cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. cultural.development@cityofpittsfield.org. We are happy to share all of the things going on. We have a great show in June. As we said, J.J. Tobin is in the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts for the month of June. And then July and August, we have CATA, Community Access to the Arts. They are just a wonderful organization in the Pittsfield and the Berkshires. And we are so happy to welcome them to the Lichtenstein every year for the I Am a Part of Art yep. show that features usually 150 works of art.
So many works. And so many sell, and it's just so wonderful. The opening is so fun. This year it will be in July. Also, this year there will be no First Fridays at 5 in July. Because so really, don't miss the June, because if you do, you have to wait till August.
I know.
I mean, that's crazy.
Because the First Fridays at 5, the first Friday in July is July 4th. The first Friday in July is July 4th. So we are not doing a First Fridays at 5 in July because it's on July 4th. Woo! And there's plenty to do in Pittsfield. And we have found that people go to the parade on July 4th. And then they go home and do their own thing.
Yeah,
they go to picnics or barbecues or grilling or sitting at home and chilling. So there is no First Fridays at 5 on Friday, July 4th. But we'll be back for August. August 1st.
August 1st.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And CATA, Community Access to the Arts, is in the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts in July and August. They will have an opening reception on Thursday.
Thursday, July 10th, they will have their opening reception, and then the show will also be open to the public throughout July and August with another small reception for the First Fridays at 5, August 1st.
Awesome. Lots of opportunities to see that show, which is cool. And then our calendar at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts is full. In September, we have the Cat and Nemo Show, which is an awesome arts collective. Many of the artists work out of the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, which is great. Marina Dominguez and Chelsea Rodriguez are a part of that arts collective, and we're grateful for all they do. So we're going to be showing off some of what they do in September. And then in October, we have the Out of the Studio featuring the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts artists. And we're so happy we have our first ever artist in residence at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, Carly Holmes. Has a studio for 6 months at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts, and then she will be a part of the show in October.
Yep, she moved in April. She'll be able to work on all her work throughout the summer and into the fall, and then she'll be in the group show with the rest of us from the Lichtenstein. It'll be wonderful.
It's been a really cool thing. We kicked it off and hope to do it again. Every 6 months, there's a studio at the Lichtenstein Center for the Arts that will be designated the artist in residence studio. So every 6 months, we'll do another call for artists to apply and give them a free studio for 6 months. And then they are featured in some kind of a show or an art display. So
yeah,
it's good stuff.
It
good
is.
Stuff. Mm-hmm. All right. I think we've talked enough. Do you, Bev? How do you feel?
I don't know. I haven't really talked that much.
Anyway, Cultural Pittsfield Radio Show. We are talking about all these calls for art. First Fridays at 5, artist in residence. You can find all of this information on lovepittsfield.com or on our social media channels. Love Pittsfield on Instagram, Cultural Pittsfield on Facebook. We're so happy to be on WTBR Pittsfield Community Radio. Thank you, Jesse, for joining us this
week.
Thank you, Bev, for operating the board. Have a wonderful week, everyone.